Good morning. I would like to move on to a topic which we promised we would talk about the items found in the medicine chest in the bathroom. What is a person's chiyuv in regards to the dinim of bayira and bayamotze? So really there's two questions over here. One is the issue of owning the item and keeping the item in one's home for Pesach. And the second question is a question of regards to using them and some types of, obviously we're talking about medicine, there can be a question of ingesting them. So let's see if we can understand this halacha. So chametz, even if some, first of all, kidneyus does not have an issur bayira bayamotze. There's a kind of kidneyus was that a person can't eat it, but owning that in one's possession is not problematic. So any type of item which would be a kidneyus-based item would not be a problem of owning that in Pesach. There's no dinyan of bedika and beer. Just as an aside, I would like to translate the word kidneyus because that was somewhat confusing. And interestingly enough, there's no actually good English word or English word for kidneyus. Maybe a phrase, but not a word. The Rambam, when he talks about kidneyus, explains that when it comes to the items which are grow out of the ground, the pre-Adama, they come in different forms. We have the item, the types of things which grow, which we eat, the plant itself, the leaves, etc. That's referred to as your rakos, due to the fact that usually they're green. Then we have the grains which grow from the grounds and they produce grain. And we don't eat the actual whole plant, we just eat the seeds of the plant, the kernels, which are the seeds of the plant. See, in that second section, the Rambam says we divide it into two groups. So the section is edible seeds, and we say that there are the five species of grain, is one section, and everything else is referred to by Chazal as kidneyus. So any type of plant where we don't eat the plant itself, but we eat the seeds of the plant, so it's like the grains. So therefore, there was a tekanas of kidneyus. So it's the translation of legumes is an incorrect translation. That would not explain why rice is a problem. But according to this, we understand very simply why rice is a problem. The rice plant, we don't eat the plant; we just eat the seeds of the plant, which is the rice. But it's not one of the five species of the grains. The barley and the rye and the oats and the wheat and the spelt. So it's not one of those five species, so that's referred to as kidneyus. Okay. So kidneyus base is not a problem by your bayamotze, obviously, because it was only introduced at the time of the Rishonim. And they put it, they were noig in Isra Vachilo. And different reasons why that is so. What about if there's actual chametz? We're not sure if there is chametz in the actual items. Let's talk about the not medications yet. So in general, chametz, which is nifsa me'achilas kelev, chametz, which is no longer, it's been, before Pesach, it's been made to the point where it's not edible for consumption, is no longer considered chametz, and there'd be no issur bayira bayamotze. And only that would be bayira bayamotze, a person would actually be allowed to use it on Pesach. The next question in regards to using it, though, is the following. If right now it's nifsa me'achilas kelev, I'm going to eat it. So something that a person would go on to eat, there's a concept called achshava, he's giving it a chashivas. But since we're talking about cosmetics, lotions, the type of things which a person doesn't eat, so that's relevant. It's only issues by Rabbi Motzei. The chametz is not edible anymore, even for a kelev, without necessarily eat these things, so it's not considered chametz, and there's no problem owning these items on Pesach. In regards to using the items, we said you cannot eat them. What about using them by rubbing them on a person's skin? So it's topical placement considered equivalent to eating. So there is an opinion which says that we pass in Sicha Keshtia, based on the Gemara, that the reason why Sicha is Sasa Yom Kippur, because Sicha is Keshtia. Anointing oneself, rubbing on liquids and lotions on oneself, is equivalent of absorbing into the body. It's equivalent of Shtia. So the Bir Halacha does bring in Hilchos Shabbos that the Gra says to be machmer on that. That's not an inyan which most people are machmer on. If a person will be machmer on, then they have to make sure that the soap that they use during the year has to be kosher soap. It can't have any trace ingredients for the same reason. Some suggest that even if the whole year a person is mekel, in Pesach, which there's a concept referred to as Chumrat the Pisgah, people are more careful when it comes to Pesach. It would be one reason to be machmer not to use such types of items. We will continue tomorrow talking about some other reasons as well. Have a good day.